Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, March 29th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Hurricane Cindy, 2005. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia, episode on Hurricane Cindy. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into intriguing topics from around the digital world. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're delving into the history and impact of Hurricane Cindy, which occurred in 2005. Now, you might be wondering why we're discussing Hurricane Cindy today. After all, Cindy wasn't the fiercest of hurricanes, nor the most catastrophic, but it played a unique role in the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season. Keep listening, and you might just find yourself looking at hurricanes in a fresh, nuanced light. So, Cindy was officially recognized as the third of the 28 tropical or subtropical storms during the record-breaking 2005 season. Originating in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, Cindy began her journey as a tropical wave, and it was on July 3, 2005, when she strengthened into a tropical storm. But here's the twist. Cindy achieved hurricane status for only a brief moment before touching down on the southeastern United States. Now let's explore her peripatetic journey. On July 5th, Cindy made landfall near Grand Isle, Louisiana. So imagine for a second the sweltering heat of a Louisiana summer, suddenly interrupted by the chaotic roar of a raging storm. Wind speeds peaked at around 75 miles per hour. That's the moment when Cindy was classified as a Category 1 hurricane. In fact, her brush with hurricane status lasted mere moments before she was reclassified as a tropical storm when venturing further inland. Collapsing trees, damaged roofs, and power outages ensued. Cindy's impact wasn't as calamitous as her successors, but her arrival was a forewarning. The damage in financial terms? Roughly $320 million in the U.S., a sum not to be taken lightly. Now, here's a thought-provoking question for you, our listeners. How should societies balance the economic costs of storm preparedness versus the aftermath of storm damage? Raise this question in your community and let the discussions unfold. As Cindy continued her journey northeastward, her presence was felt across several states, from Mississippi to Georgia and up through the Ohio Valley. What's fascinating is that after interacting with another atmospheric system, she contributed to torrential rainfall, now ominous floodwaters, and even tornadoes as far as the mid-Atlantic region. Here's where real-life anecdotes help shed light. Consider for a moment being in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, or perhaps Richmond, Virginia, where residents were undoubtedly taken off guard by the flash floods Cindy triggered. Isn't it intriguing how such weather systems can travel and transform, leaving impacts far beyond their point of origin? We're lucky compared to, say, the folks in Dauphin Island, who had to contend with the tornadoes spun off from Cindy's wings. Now, let's bring the discussion down to a human level. The aftermath of Hurricane Cindy saw several people injured, though thankfully, no direct fatalities were reported. It's a testament to the preparation and resilience of the affected communities, a reminder of the importance of having robust emergency systems in place. Did Cindy's moderate nature contribute to a false sense of security, inadvertently leading to complacency when preparing for the more devastating storms of that year, such as Katrina? What do you think? Could Cindy's role as an early storm in a historic season offer lessons on the consequences of underestimating hurricane warnings? Speaking of warnings and resilience, it's essential we reflect on how far hurricane prediction and community responses have evolved. How can modern technology further aid in preparing for and mitigating the impacts of such storms? Let's pause for a moment to imagine the advances in meteorology we might see in the next decade. As technologies like AI and machine learning are integrated into weather forecasting, how precise could predictions become? It's an exciting prospect, isn't it? Back to Cindy's tale. Her legacy wasn't just as an isolated storm, but as part of a series of unprecedented weather events in 2005. This slew of storms prompted meaningful discussions on climate change, emergency readiness, and the future of coastal living. as we conclude today's episode, let's think about the personal and collective steps we can take. How might your understanding of climate phenomena shape your individual choices? It's crucial to stay informed and proactive. These discussions shape public policies, building codes, and even the direct scientific research. Thank you for joining me on this expedition into the eye of Hurricane Cindy and beyond. I hope today's conversation has inspired you to think more deeply about the interconnectedness of our natural world and our place within it. We encourage you to explore more about Hurricane Cindy on Wikipedia or through your favorite weather resources. Stay curious, stay engaged. And until next time on Wikipedia, let's keep exploring the extraordinary stories beneath our everyday lives.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Hurricane Cindy, 2005. Thanks for listening. See you next time.